this house, if you're able, as I prepare to bring to you this Memorial Day sermon today, amen. I'm so thankful for all of you that are here with us today. I'm not going to lie to you. I fully expected to walk into this house and see a very light crowd. But you all surprised me. And you showed up to the house of the Lord today. Amen. And I'm so very proud of you. Amen. We got visitors here today. Amen. And you all came to worship. How many have enjoyed the Spirit of the Lord that we have felt in this place today? Amen. I tell you, well, you don't ever want to miss out on an opportunity to be in the presence of the Lord. And I don't want to miss out on an opportunity to also thank the Lord for a few things today. Amen. Brother Jediah was thanking the Lord for Sister Betsy, and we're certainly so glad to see Sister Betsy here with us today. Amen. A week ago when I visited Sister Betsy in the hospital, her family was very concerned. But today she looks fantastic. You look beautiful in the house of the Lord today, sis. Amen. And we're so glad to have her. But there are a few other folks here we want to thank God for too. We thank the Lord for Sister Laura recovering from her surgery on her shoulder. Amen. God was good to her. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for Sister Joanne being here with a brand new cornea. She's recovering from a cornea transplant, and the Lord, I want y'all to pray with me. We're going to bind together with Sister Joanne that God is going to give her a restored vision in that right eye. Amen. I asked her how she was doing this morning, and she said, well, it's rough right now, but they're saying it should get better over the next 6 months. But we're believing God for great things. Amen. We're believing God for great things, and I know the Lord's going to touch her. Amen. So we appreciate all of you so much. If you're able to stand with me, stand today as we get ready to turn to the Word of the Lord. Amen. I'd like to turn your attention to the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter. Amen. It's a book that a lot of our preachers don't tend to run to, but I feel an unction from the Lord today. Amen. And I want to take your attention to the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter. And I'm going to read verse 1 through 10. You can shout yes when you get there. Revelations 21. We're going to read verse 1 through 10. If you don't have your Bibles, the text is up on the screen beside me. Amen. If you need a Bible, make sure you see us before you leave this place and you're going home with a brand new Bible today. Every home needs the word of the Lord in it. Amen. Revelations 21 and 1. Amen. This is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Apostle John. Amen. As he stranded on the Isle of Patmos, the Lord revealed himself to John. Amen. Through speaking to himself and also speaking to him through an angel of the Lord. But we can hear here in this chapter of John's vision. Amen. And the word of the Lord at the mouth of John said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. How many's glad for the newness that God brings into our lives? Amen. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, write these words, for they are true and they are faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. Woo. He said, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. He said, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be their God. He shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And he talked to me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. And he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. I want to tell this body today that if you just read your Bible and if you'll just look back over your life, you will discover that victory frequently comes on the heels of defeat. How many have ever felt defeated in their life? How many have ever felt like you were losing a battle in your life? I come to tell this body today that victory frequently comes on the heels of defeat. And there is no victory without a fight. And life is filled with challenges, and life is filled with struggles. But the Lord has promised us today the ultimate victory. The ultimate victory. And that's what I want to preach to you today. The ultimate victory. The ultimate victory. Let's give some victorious praise to the Lord right now all over this house. Come on, let's let out a battle cry right now. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord right now. Let's make a joyful noise to the one who sits on the throne, who's high and lifted up. He sits high and he looks low. He never forgets you, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing. Another hand clap of praise as you're seated. Amen. Hallelujah. As you're seated unto the Lord, I want to speak to this body today for just a few moments on the ultimate victory. The ultimate victory. Amen. The book of Revelation is to many a mystery. There are some things that you will hear varying opinions on. You will hear one person who teaches prophecy say one thing and another person who teaches prophecy say another thing. Amen. The book of Revelation, here we come full circle from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. It was in the book of Genesis that the tree of life was first mentioned. And now here in the book of Revelation, it is rediscovered. And the Bible once again talks about the tree of life. It was in the book of Genesis that we were introduced to curses that man had upon their lives. It's where man fell short in the garden, Brother Paul. Amen. And man first sinned. And we find out that curses were placed, and there today still people fight generational curses, and they fight mindsets that they grow up underneath. They fight thinking that they grow up underneath, and we understand that there are curses that we're fighting against today. Amen. It was in the book of Genesis that curses were introduced, but it was in the book of Revelation that we discover the promise of God, and he says, there shall be no more curse. There shall be no more curse. Amen. The book of Revelation is full of quotations about the law, about the prophets, and about the Psalms. Amen. In this book, the final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we receive the solution to all of the complications that man has brought into our lives. How many know the Bible says that death reigned, amen, from Adam? Amen. And we know that some of the things that happened in the garden. And today we understand that now we have to be born again unto the Lord. Amen. When one time we could have lived in a spiritual utopia, but because of the complications, amen, by one man's sin, death came into the world. Amen. And we understand that that all of these things that complicate our lives and trouble our lives and plague our lives, it's here, amen, in the book of Revelation that we receive the solution to all of these things and all of these complications that man brought on us through his failure in the garden in the book of Genesis. Can I tell this church today that ultimate victory is in Jesus Christ? Ultimate victory is in Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation opens with this. It says, blessed is he that readeth and he that hear the words of this prophecy. Can I tell you, John is stranded on the Isle of Patmos. Amen. He has been sent here for the word of God. He has been sent here for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And can I tell you that the book of Revelation is not meant to be a puzzle, amen, that puzzles us and bewilders us and makes us all kinds of confused. But the book of Revelation is meant to give us the promises of God. The book of Revelation is meant to reveal Jesus Christ in his fullness to us. The book of Revelation is meant to tell us that God is the solution to all of our problems, all of our circumstances, all of our complications. Amen. Our ultimate victory is found in Jesus Christ. Amen. It wasn't meant to puzzle us. Amen. It wasn't meant to bewilder us. Amen. It wasn't meant, but it was meant to reveal that Jesus Christ is all in all. And it's here on this Isle of Patmos that the Lord begins to minister to John, and the Lord sends an angel of the Lord to minister to John and begins to minister to the seven churches that are in Asia Minor. Amen. And the Lord sends an angel to testify to the churches of who he is. How many know Jesus wants to reveal himself to the church today? How many know he don't want to be some unknown person in your life? He don't want to be somebody you're not close to. He don't want to be somebody that you don't know very well. He wants you to be intimate with him. He wants you to know him like nobody else. He wants to be close to you. He wants to be a friend that'll stick closer to you than any other brother. Amen. And it's here on the Isle of Patmos that the Lord begins to really reveal himself to John. Amen. He begins to reveal himself to John, and the Lord sends an angel to testify to him. Amen. Because the Lord wants us to understand him. The Lord wants to reveal himself to us. Amen. And there an angel of the Lord identifies, amen, Jesus as the Alpha and the Omega. It's here on the Isle of Patmos that the angel of the Lord begins to identify Jesus as the beginning and the end. It's here he begins to identify that Jesus is the Almighty God. It's here that he begins to identify that there was none before him and there'll be none after him. He is the first. He is the last. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is the wind. In the middle of the will, he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And without him, nothing was made, nothing was created. No blessings flow in your life today without the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our ultimate victory today. The angel of the Lord begins to reveal that he is the Son of Man. He is the Son of God. In Revelations 4 and 8, the angel says that he is the Lord God Almighty. My God, that'll get some people thinking. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Lord. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Root of David. He is the Lamb which was slain from the foundation of the world. He is the one that is faithful and the one that is true. Church, He is the Word of God made flesh. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the lily in the valley. He's the bright and morning star. My God, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I want to know who He is today. Come on, I don't want Him as an acquaintance. I don't know Him as some distant individual in my life. I want to know who He is today. I want the angel of the Lord to speak into my spirit and reveal who Jesus is to me today. I want Him to reveal Himself unto me. But can I tell you, if you want to know Him like John did, you got to worship Him like John did. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Come on, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You know what that means? That means John was there when the Lord showed up. John, come on, Brother Paul was talking about it just a few moments ago. Come on, John was there when the Lord showed up. If you want what God has for you, if you want Him to reveal Himself for you, you got to be there when He shows up. Boy, that only got me about 10 hand claps. I'm going to say it one more time. If you want the Lord to reveal Himself to you, you got to be there when the angel of the Lord shows up in your life. He's the one that's faithful and is true. And He expects the same from us. Amen. If you want to know Him like John did, you got to worship Him like John did. Amen. You got to worship Him like John did. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Can I tell this church today that John saw Jesus as a revealed and a resurrected Savior? How do you see Him today? How do you know Him today? How close are you to Him today? How faithful are you to Him today? John saw Jesus as a revealed and a resurrected Savior. Jesus told John, He said, I am He that liveth and was dead. He saw Him resurrected. He saw Him having all power. He saw Him high and lifted up. He saw Him as the new Jerusalem. He saw Him as the one who sits on the throne. He saw Him as the one who sits high and looks low. He saw Him as the one that heaven is His throne and the earth is His footstool. How do you see Him today? Do you see Jesus as a revealed and a resurrected Savior? Jesus told him, He said, I am He that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and I have keys of death. It was the Spirit of God that revealed the greatness of Jesus Christ to John. Can I tell you, it's the Spirit of God that's going to reveal His greatness to you. It's the Spirit of God, amen, that revealed it to John. And it's the Spirit of God that's going to reveal it to you. It was the Spirit of God that showed John that the ultimate victory was in Jesus. I want this church to know today, you may experience what you call defeat. You may have some setbacks in your life, but victory comes on the heels of defeat. And in the end, no matter how you shake it down, Jesus Christ wins the war. And I don't know about you, but I want to tie myself to His boat. I want to tie myself to the boat of Jesus Christ, because a rising tide lifts all boats. And when the tide begins to rise and the end's in sight, I want to know that I'm tied to Jesus Christ today. My God, I want to know who He is today. I want to see Him high and lifted up. I want to know Him as my revealed and my resurrected Savior. Victory often comes on the heels of defeat, but in the end, Christ wins the war. Church, our God is an awesome God today. Our God is an awesome God today. And John's opening vision in the book of Revelation, amen, was of one like unto the Son of Man, he said. He said, I saw one that was like unto the Son of Man. His hair was white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass. And he had a voice that sounded like many waters. And he had a countenance that shined like the sun. Can I tell you, when John saw the revealed Jesus, it scared the mess out of him. Can I tell you, you better have a reverence for God. You better have a reverence for God. I remember a time when people were afraid to disappoint the Lord. I remember a time when people were afraid to miss church. They were afraid to miss what God had for them. I remember a time people were afraid to not pray. They were afraid to not read their Bible. They were afraid of hell. But we're living in a day where everybody will tell you everybody goes to heaven. Can I tell you, you can believe a lie and lose your soul. You got to be right with God. You got to love God. You got to see Him as your revealed and your resurrected Savior. Clap your hands and magnify the Lord in this house. Come on, give Him high praise today. He wants to reveal Himself to you. He wants to minister to you personally. He wants to be intimate with you. One of the greatest things that ever happened in John's life was to be stranded on the Isle of Patmos. Man, my God, some of us would have found ourselves stranded on the Isle of Patmos and we'd have been, oh man, everything is wrong. But what can I tell you? It was there, Brother Timmy, that the Lord began to reveal Himself. It was there in the midst of His circumstances. It was there in the Spirit on the Lord's day. It didn't matter where He was. What mattered was He had a revealed and a resurrected Savior. Can I tell you today, in the valley, He'll be your revealed and your resurrected Savior. On the mountain, He'll still be your revered and your revelated Savior. He'll be your resurrected Savior. It didn't matter where John was. It was mattered is that John was worshiping the Lord on the Lord's day. And God began to reveal Himself unto John. He began to show him some things. He saw a holy city coming down from God out of heaven. It was a new Jerusalem. He saw a new heaven. He saw a new earth. For the old heaven and the old earth was passed away. I want this church to know today, the Lord wants to be intimate with you. The Lord wants to reveal Himself to you today. When John first saw his revelated Savior, when John first saw his resurrected Savior, when John first heard the voice of many waters, it scared the mess out of him. Amen. When he saw this vision, the Bible says that John became like dead. He was so afraid, he was like a dead man. But it didn't take him very long to figure out. And the Lord began to speak to him, says, you ain't got to be afraid of me. Come on, you ain't got to be afraid of me. It didn't take very long. He realized there was no reason to be afraid of the Lord. You just need to revere the Lord. You need to respect the Lord. You need to honor the Lord today. And the Lord spoke to John and he said, fear not, for I am the first and the last. He began to reveal himself to John. How great do you see him today? Are you caught up in your problem? Are you looking to Jesus in the midst of your problem? Can I tell you, you got your own Patmos today. You got your own challenges today. You got your own circumstances today. But the Lord wants to reveal Himself to you even in your greatest challenges in your life. How great do you see Him today? How revered is He in your heart and in your mind today? The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So we should endure our fight of our reproaches and our fight of our afflictions and our fight of our temptations and our trials. Amen. We should endure these things. We should hold on through these things. We need to keep fighting today. The Bible says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, the Bible says, and after that ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And I tell you, the Bible was very clear when it said, after that ye have done the will of God. Come on, some people think they don't need to worry about the plan of salvation. Can I tell you today, the Bible gives us a plan of salvation. There's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And we are after the apostles' doctrine today and what Peter and Paul and John and all these men preached. Come on, what Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and preached, the plan of salvation, we're still preaching it today. We're still preaching it today. Amen. Don't cast away your confidence today, which hath great recompense of reward. Stand strong in the Lord. Know, understand that God wants to reveal himself to you in the midst of your deepest, darkest situations. Come on, no doubt there are people in this room today that are going through stuff that you don't understand why you're going through it. Your family is going through stuff. You don't understand. You're having feelings in your mind and in your heart. You're having emotions that you're fighting. You're going through stuff, and you don't understand why you're facing it. But can I tell you, even when you're stranded, God wants to reveal himself to you. Even when things get complicated, God wants to reveal himself to you. Come on, even when it seems like you're in the midst of defeat, even when it feels like nothing is going right, even when it feels like you have lost a battle, can I tell you, victory comes on the heels of defeat, and God is on his way, and God is going to show up, and God is going to see you through, and God is going to lift you up, and God is going to restore you, and the Lord is going to reveal himself to you. Even when you're stranded, even when you feel alone, even when things don't go the way you want them to go. Ooh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. How great do you see him today? John saw a new heaven and a new earth. John saw a new Jerusalem. John saw an eternal joy and an eternal peace. John saw Jesus greater than his present suffering. I'm going to say that. That ain't real popular, but it's something you need to hear today. John saw Jesus greater than his present suffering. He saw him greater. How do you see him today? John saw eternal peace, eternal joy. He saw Jesus greater than his reproaches. Come on, it's inevitable. The Bible teaches us it is inevitable. The storms of life are going to come. Sometimes we're going to feel stranded. Sometimes we're going to feel defeated. Sometimes we're going to feel like all hell is assailing us. Sometimes we're going to feel like the full forces of the enemy are coming against us. But even when you feel stranded, the Lord wants to reveal himself to you. How great do you see him today? How great do you see him today? John saw Jesus greater than his suffering, greater than his reproaches. John saw Jesus as Alpha and Omega. How do you see him today? How do you see him today? Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. You know, when we look at the book of Revelation, when we look at the last book of the Bible, it's easy to get caught up in the mystery. We know, we read what the Bible says about the seven trumpets and the seven vials and the seven seals and all of these things. We've heard many different opinions on all of these things, on what they represent and what they mean. But can I tell this church today that prophecy is usually better understood after it is fulfilled? How many know hindsight is 20/20? How many know it's easy to look back on a thing and to see it clearly? But when you're in the midst of it, that's why God wants us to be faithful when we're in the midst of the trial. That's why God wants us to be faithful when we're in the midst of our circumstances. That's why God wants us to be faithful when we feel stranded or we feel defeated or whatever it is that we're going through. God wants us to be faithful because prophecy is always understood better once it's fulfilled. And can I tell you, there's coming a day in your life. I have had many circumstances in my life, Sister Emily, that I did not understand. I have had many circumstances in my life where I didn't know what God was going to do. I didn't know, Brother Logan, how God was going to work it out. I didn't know how God was going to answer my need and my problem. But now, today, I can look back over my life, Sister Olivia, and I can see that never one time did he desert me. Never. never one time did he forsake me. I didn't understand when I was in the midst of it. And John might not have understood when he was stranded on the Isle of Patmos. And we might not understand the seven seals and the seven vials and all of the seven trumpets and all of these things. But one thing we better understand, we better see Jesus like John saw Jesus. Our revealed and our resurrected Savior. Oh, we better see him greater than our present suffering. We better see him greater than any problem, any circumstance we could ever go through in our life. Come on. Come on. What really matters today is how Jesus was revealed to John. What really matters today, come on, we're not going to understand every single prophecy in the book. We're not going to understand until we make it to heaven and we sit down with all those who wrote it and sit down and the Lord reveals his fullness to us. We might not understand it all. We are ever learning and never able to fully come to the knowledge of the truth. We are ever learning. But what really matters today is how do you see Jesus? How do you see Jesus? When you're stranded, are you worshiping on the Lord's day? When you're suffering, are you worshiping on the Lord's day? When you're weak and in the valley, are you worshiping on the Lord's day? Can I tell you, if John hadn't been there worshiping on the Lord's day, he would not have saw the vision of a revealed and a resurrected Savior. He would not have saw it. There are many different opinions on many different things, and prophecy is better understood once it's already been fulfilled. But what matters today is how do you see Jesus? We need a revelation of who he is. Ooh, we need a revelation of who he is. We need to be able to invoke him into our circumstances. We need to be able to call his name over our families, like we just sang in that song a few minutes ago. Come on, there's still power in the name of Jesus. If you understand who he is, if you know what his name means, if you know his name has all power in heaven and earth, if you understand he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, if you understand he is the Alpha and the Omega, it doesn't matter what you go through. In the end, you win. In the end, you win. John understood, man, right now I'm facing some stuff. Right now I'm stranded. But I'm worshiping. I'm in the spirit on the Lord's day. And guess what? A vision opened unto John. Ooh, feet like as a brass. Hair white as snow, a voice of many waters. The Lord begins to minister to John. And for the first time, he saw him as his revealed and his resurrected Savior. How do you see him today? Come on. If we could just really get it in our spirit that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. If we really could just get it in our spirit that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Ooh, we got to see Jesus like John saw him. We got to see Jesus. We got to worship Jesus like John worshiped Jesus. We need to know. We need to understand that time is short. And he's coming back after his bride. He's coming back after a church that has made itself ready. He's coming back for a people that have their wicks trimmed and have their lamps full. He's coming back after a people that's coming out to meet the bridegroom. He's coming after a church that has made herself ready. Can I tell you, the book of Revelation was not meant to confuse you. It was not meant to bewilder you. It was not meant to puzzle you. It was meant to give you a revelation of how great Jesus Christ really is. How do you see him today? This book was written to bring us hope, to show us that our ultimate victory is in Jesus today. when you understand this isn't about you, this isn't about us, this isn't about you personally, this is about the kingdom of God. When you understand that your life is in His hands, your tomorrow is in His hands, you understand in the end you win. You win. Ultimate victory is in Jesus today. We need to understand He's coming back after a church. This book was written to bring us hope. It's in the book of Revelation, and we are told, "Be thou faithful unto death." Ooh, I think that pretty much covers, Sister Wanda, anything we could ever go through in this life. He said, "Be thou faithful unto death." Huh? He didn't say, "Be faithful until times get hard." He didn't say, "Be faithful until you grow weak in your spirit." He didn't say, "Be faithful until somebody upsets you or somebody disappoints you or somebody don't live a life in front of you that they were supposed to live." Can I tell you, all of those things are going to happen to you. What matters is, how do you see Jesus when you're on Patmos? What matters is, how do you see Jesus when you're stranded? How do you see Jesus when life gets hard? Because life is going to get hard. Life is going to give you everything that it has to throw at you. It's here in the book of Revelation that the Lord reveals to John that He is our ultimate victory, and our ultimate victory is in Him today. Be thou faithful unto death. And if you do that, He said, I will give you a crown of life. There's a reason why I put that crown behind that sermon title today. Because our ultimate victory is in Jesus. And can I tell you, we aren't truly victorious until we have made it to the end. Until we have fought a good fight, as Paul said. Until we have endured affliction as a good soldier in Christ Jesus, as Paul said. Until He puts the crown of life upon us. Until we endure to the end, our ultimate victory is in Christ Jesus. Church, what really matters is that Jesus revealed Himself to John, and Jesus wants to reveal Himself to you. He's coming back after a church that's made herself ready. Can I tell you, in the book of Revelations, the Lord sends an angel and begins to speak to those seven churches. Repeatedly, He said, "I know your works." Can I tell you, God knows your works. When you're alone, when you're by yourself, when nobody else is around, God knows what you're punching on those keys. God knows what you're listening to in those headphones. God knows what you're looking at on those screens. What matters today, come on somebody, is that God wants to reveal Himself to you. He knows our works today. And He said, "Behold," He said, "I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice, that voice of many waters, and he'll just come and he'll just open the door." The Lord said, "I will come into him. I will come into him. I will sit down with him. I will sup with him, and he with me. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." How do you see him when you're stranded? How do you see him when you're weak? How do you see him when life is giving you everything it has? I hope and I pray that you see him like John did. Greater than your present suffering. Greater than any circumstance you could ever go through. Greater than any affliction that you will ever have to endure. The book of Revelation concludes with Jesus coming back after his church and our ultimate victory being in Jesus Christ. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is going to usher us right up out of this place. Ooh, I don't know about you, but I want to know who He is today. I don't know about you, but I want to be pleasing in His sight today. I don't know about you, but when He says to me, "I know your works," I want to know that I've done everything that I can to please Him, to love Him, to satisfy Him. I want to be there when the Lord calls my number. I want to make heaven my home today. The Lord is so gracious to let us know the things in our lives. That's what he told this churches in Asia Minor. He said, I know your works. I know your works, and this is what you need to do to make heaven your home. Can I tell you that the Lord will minister to you? The Lord will speak to you individually. He wants to be intimate with you. The Lord knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you're going through. But what matters today is, do you understand that your ultimate victory is in Jesus? How do you see him? When you're in your own personal Patmos. When life is hard and life is tough and the disappointments are many, how do you see him today? These altars are open as we sing this closing song. I wonder if on this Memorial Day weekend some people will push past their flesh for the next few moments and come to the front of this church and just say, I want to know him as my resurrected Savior. I want to know him as my revealed Christ. I want to know him as the hope of glory. I want to know him as everything that's important to me. I want to know him as my King of Kings and as my Lord of Lords. Come on, the Lord is so gracious today. The Lord will reveal to us the things that will keep us from heaven. These altars are open today. He is our ultimate victory. Do you see him as such today as we sing this?